We learned in the Mishnah over here, in Mishnah Aleph, we learned about the Chosomos. The first Memuna that's mentioned in the Mishnah was Yoichanan ben Pinchas ala Chosomos, and we explained then that there were Chosomos, stamps that were given by anybody that would purchase different things that they needed for a Karbonis. And now the Mishnah delineates exactly what are these types of Chosomos. There were four types. Are these types of animals, types of korbanos? A little bit not clear. Let's break down. We're talking about different types of behemoths, but we're actually not talking about the behemoths. What we're talking about over here is the nesochim that were brought for the korbanos. But the way to identify how much nechosim you need is by the type of korban. Right? The Elam remembers Psukim over and over again, and we say it, we chazer over, ומחסום נסכם כמדובו. שלושה עשרונים לפור, שני עשרונים לאויל, וישרון לכבס, ויין כנזכוי, ושני סירים לחפר. Right? So there were different types. שלושה עשרונים is לפור. With the שלושה עשרונים comes a חצי הין שמן, and also a חצי הין יין. Zocha is an interesting word. What does that mean? Which type of behemoth? So Zoch, if you look at the Targum always touches Ayil as Tchuro, which means Zoch. The reason for that is that the only Korban, an Ayil is a Zoch. There's a female, but it's not called an Ayil. So Ayil by definition means a Zoch, so it's always called Dukhro. So Zoch over here means an Ayil, no more, no less. The Nesochim over there are different. Shnei Esreinim Soilas, Shlishes Ayin Shemen, plus, or Shlishes Ayin Yayin. Gedi means a Keves or an Aze, that's the least. Amount, Yisar and Soilus, the smallest carbon. Yisar and Soilus, Revius Ayin Shemen, Revius Ayin Yayin. Gedi is the youngest of Keves and Eis. Now, the fourth category over here was called Choyte. Choyte Pashas, we would touch a carbon chattas, but it doesn't mean that because a carbon chattas does not bring Nesochim. The Choyte over here that we're talking about is a Mitzoyro. A Mitzvah that brings his Karbonis, he has to bring Shemen. And there was a whole Seder of a Loig Shemen that had to be brought. He had to be Mazir Shevapon Neger Ahechel. And then it had to be put Al Osni Yimonis, Vaboyin Yode Ayimonis, Vaboyin Ragle Ayimonis, Agansa Avoido. And it was done outside by the door. There's a whole Sugya when he puts his finger in. His tummy is not let it go in. Bias Migdosh. Bias Miktas Bamigdosh is that called? He went in. Was it a Heter or was it called he's not going in? Vinishvid is a whole Seder Avoid of a Loik Shemen, but that's what we're talking about over here. The regular Karmel Chatos does not have Nesochim. Now, even in a Mitzoyro, there's a sliding scale to an Elev Yerid. A Mitzoyro Osher brings three behemoths. He brings two Kvasim, one for an Oila, one for an Osher, Kivsa Achaz Lachatos. Mitzoyro, who's an Oni, instead of two behemoths, he brings two Torim Oshnei Bnei Yoino. And with the behemoths of a mitzvah, he has to bring takan nesochim. If he brings a korban osher, if he brings a korban oni, then the only one that he has to bring for the osham and the oilo, he's allowed to bring shnei kvasim. But for the korban, I'm sorry, for the chatos and the oilo, he could substitute instead of behemoth shnei terim shnei bnei yoino. The one chelik of his kapara, which is clearly the ikur part of his kapara, is the asham mitzvah. The asham mitzvah is what has in it this extra voida of the loik shemen with the whole seder hazois and mishichois. That osham has to be brought even by an oni. That's likuva that it has to be brought dafka from a korban. So then he would only be mechuyev in the sochem for that. If he's a korban oni, you don't bring on korbanos oiv. But you bring only on the behemoth, it was only on the Oshom. And the Choysim Choyte over here that we're talking about is talking about a Mitzoyra Osher because he had a separate number of Nesachim that he needed. He needed for three behemoths. So he has to bring three Esroinim of Soilus, three Loigen Shemen, and he had to bring nine Loigen of Yayin for the Nesachim. Vinishvi, there's four types. Ben Azayim Chamishim Hoyu, Chamisha Hoyu. Varam is Kosvalem, Egel, Zochor, Gdi, Choyte Dal, Choyte Osher. See, he's clear that what he's learning, again, the Choyte over here means a Mitzoyro, but But there were two nesachim for Mitzrayim. One was called Choyte Dal, which means a oni. So it's for that one carbon. The Maaseh Chacham argue on that because they hold there's no need for a separate choysim for a Mitzrayim oni. They gave him a choysim gedi because it's one keves that he has to bring, one gedi that he brings with the requisite nesachim. The Loik Shemen, that they hold that the Loik Shemen, he doesn't buy in the Mikdash. That he brings me Beisai. If that, v'chur, that's the Machloikis. And Ben Azai holds no. That the package was a different package than the regular Gedi because of the Loik Shemen. And then there's Choyte Osher, like we said. The Choyte Osher, even the Tanakam is masking that you need a separate Choysim because it's the 9 plus plus plus. So that Avadi you need separate. There's a big Machloikis over here, which is a Toitzah of this. Like we're saying, the Loik Shemen, according to the Chachomim, the reason why you don't need a separate Choysim for a Choyte Dal is because he brings the Loik Shemen Mibesoi. Others tiny just that he brought the Loik Shemen Mibesoi with Matriachim to bring him Mibesoi, since that's his Ikka Kaporah. Whereas the regular Nesachim are only a Tosefes on a carbon, so that we provide in the Mikdash for a price, of course. The Poiskim, the Mefarshim over here, are saying something beyond that. Tosis Yom Tov and the Tveres Yisrael go back and forth. Maybe Doshteit and Anderzach. A Chiddush, that even though Karbonos had to be brought B'Tahara. And that's why the Mikdash provided in the Sochem Nura that should be Al-Taharas HaKadosh, with all the requisite Shmiris from Tumah that are described in Mishnayos and Chagiga and elsewhere. But the Loik Shemen was never Hokar Al-Gabeh Mizbech. True, it was an avoid of Hazor with Meshicha, but it's not Al HaMikdash. Maybe Taka doesn't have to be Bural Tayus HaKadosh. It doesn't need all the Shmirois and all the Hachokas and the Gedarm. Tommy, it can't be, but it doesn't have to be Al Tayus HaKadosh because it wasn't Hukr Vagav Mizbeach. Because of that, maybe Taka, that's why he brings me Beisei. Others tiny note. Tayus Yantav argues, says, no, it has to be Al Tayus HaKadosh, but still he brings me Beisei. That's the Machlokes over here. Egel, the Choysen that's stamped Egel, Mishamish is used in with Niske Bokor. All types of Karbonis that are Bokor all have the same amount in the Sochem. G'daylim, K'tanim, Zchorim, Nekevis, even though they're various Karbonis, they all have the same thing. It doesn't make a difference if it's a Karbon Oidlo, if it's a Karbon Shlomim, or whatever the case is. Gedi, the Choysen which is stamped, Gedi, Mishamish, Niske, Tzoyim, G'daylim, K'tanim, Zchorim, Nekevis, Chutz Mishal Elim. Elim has that stempel of Zohar. It's a separate amount of Nesachim. Zohar, Mishamishim Niske Elim Bovad, only for Elim, like we explained. Choyte, Mishamishim Niske Sholish Behemoth, Shomitzeroyin, like we explained for the Choyte Osher, the Choyte Dal, that's the Machlokes Chachamim, and Ben Azai, that we just explained. Mishnah Dal, Mishum of Action Nesachim, Holoch Leetzel Yoichnan, Shumumun Alachisomis. Somebody needed Nesachim for a carbon that he had to bring. He went to Yochanan ben Pinchas. Who's the Mamun al Chasamois? Noisin loy mois and mekabim menu chasim. He pays. The how they established the price for Chulu that was discussed and we will discuss again. Lamaisi gets a shtempel after he pays the amount that has to be paid. Boloi. Eitzel achi. He goes to the second department. Shu Mamun al Nesachim. Noisin loy chasim mekabim menu Nesachim. Ulo Erev, at night after the Karbonos are all brought, and they're making a reckoning of the day, and they're putting everything in order, they have a meeting. Yoichanan, the head of the department of Chesomois, and Achia, the head of the department of the Sochem, meet up. Achia moitzis ha-Chesomois u-mekabel kenegdin mois. Achia takes out the Chesomois, he shows how much he sold, and he gets the mois that was given to Yoichanan ben Pinchos. Vim hoisiru? What happens if there's a discrepancy? Somebody paid extra, somebody paid less, money was lost, v'chulei. V'im hoisiru, if there's extra money, hoisiru la'migdosh. Goes to the migdosh. V'im pochasu, hoi mishalim, yoichinom mibeiso, yad hegdosh ala al yoina. Not because hegdosh is a tyrant, but because everybody is mishubid to the migdosh, and the tzura of working with the migdosh was a tzura of the Hischaivus of Nidri Hegdish. So Mela, it had to be Hushlami Beisai. Tves Yisrael makes reference to the fact that even if this was a business deal, Kaviyochel, on a human level, on a Chulindika level, the one who would be responsible if there's a discrepancy, Lashalami Beisai, would be Yechanan. Yerchin is the one who got the money. L'chari, he was a pesheya. He mixed up money, he dropped money, he forgot money. He'd be responsible. So it's not really true that you have to come out to Yad HaKadosh El Elyon. But the first chelik, Hoisiru LaMikdosh, that is only because of Yad HaKadosh El Elyon, and Vinish Vida Klal is true. So that's why the Mishnah mentions it.